I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Monday, August 23rd, 2010. It's only August, but the fall election season is very much underway. Yard signs, campaign commercials, and every election season brings renewed controversy about electronic voting. Today, a new player in that debate, Pac-Man. Yes, Pac-Man. A couple of engineers were recently able to hack into a standard voting machine and program it to play Pac-Man. They used what's called a direct recording electronic voting machine.
This is a big touchscreen machine. It looks a little bit like an ATM machine. Voters vote by pressing buttons on an LCD screen, and their votes are registered in an electronic memory. It's kind of just totaling up the button presses on the screen.
That's Alex Halderman, a computer scientist at the University of Michigan. He worked on the project with Princeton University PhD student Ari Feldman.
The machine that we got came with so-called security seals, which are supposed to be tamper evident and are supposed to indicate whether the machine's case has been opened. Unfortunately, they can be bypassed by just unscrewing the case. You don't actually have to break the seals.
So you got around the security seal with a screwdriver.
Yeah, basically. Then once it was opened, we basically had full access to the internals of the machine, including a removable memory card, which contains all of the software that's used to run the machine. And if you replace that, then you can completely change what the machine does.
Yeah, the memory card is just like the memory in your digital camera. We just had to unscrew the machine, pop it out, put it into a computer and reprogram it, and pop it back in.
What you say, it's like the memory card in your digital camera. Is it the exact same kind of card?
It's a compact flash card, just like many digital cameras use.
So then what did you do once you had access?
Essentially, what we did is we simply rewrote the contents of the card. The voting machine itself, the hardware, very much resembles a 20-year-old PC. It has a 486 processor and a small amount of RAM. We replaced the software on the memory card. And once we did that, then we could run all sorts of ordinary programs, such as games like Pac-Man.
So the machine is easy to monkey with, at least if you're a computer scientist. But Pac-Man?
There's something particular about Pac-Man. Is it something that was once high-tech and now is looks a little bit antiquated? And I think there's an analogy there to these voting machines. When they were introduced, electronic voting machines seemed like the obvious high-tech next step. But now that we've sat back and done the science and really taken them apart to see whether they're secure or not, we've discovered that there are a lot of problems. And that's why a lot of computer scientists are recommending that we stick with paper ballots and paper ballots that are scanned at the polling place in order to have something that voters can see and verify and know is being counted correctly, not just using technology for its own sake.
We reached out to Dominion Voting, the company that sells the machine Alex and Ari were talking about, but we did not immediately hear back from them. Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. People Magazine is available in app form on the iPad. It's free if you already subscribe to the print version of People and somehow feel a need to catch up on Britney Spears in both print and digital forms. And NASA reports new photographs of the moon indicate it is shrinking and has been since at least the Apollo missions. Meanwhile, NASA scientists studying dark matter have concluded the universe is expanding and will forever, but it will eventually become a cold, dead wasteland. Kind of puts the People magazine thing in perspective, don't you think? We talked about the risk of having your Facebook account hijacked on a show last week. And after that show, we heard from listener Aaron Biren. He says he recently stumbled upon an online discussion board where people openly talked about which Facebook accounts they were hacking.
They were also creating fake personality pages for people to interact with them. They would then go back to the other site and post pictures on the forum as evidence. And yeah, it was all happening as I watched.
Aaron says the Facebook users who got hit the most were the ones who used the same password on multiple websites. Be advised. You can find us on Twitter. We're at Future Tense APM. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.